It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm Adrian Hill. After months of speculation and rumors and waiting, Apple unveiled the iPhone 5. You've probably heard. Marketplace's technology reporter Queena Kim's been covering the release and joins us now. Hi, Queena.
Hey.
So did Apple's announcement live up to expectations?
Well, yeah, considering that everything was pretty much leaked beforehand, it totally lived up to expectations.
What did we learn about this new phone?
Well, it's thinner. In fact, they're saying it's the thinnest phone in the world. It's lighter than the last iPhone, and it's got a bigger screen, 4 inches.
Now, what was the event itself like?
Well, I didn't go.
What do you mean you didn't go?
Well, you know, it's all like being live blogged and on Twitter. I could pretty much follow everything. Everybody's uploading their pictures. So I don't know. I was sort of like, why do I need to get out of my pajamas? I can just sit here and read about it.
Now, I understand Apple didn't live stream the event. Why not?
Well, you know, Apple always wants to create this sort of feeling of exclusivity, and you can sort of see it in its products, right? It's sort of like the cool kids have the iPhone and iPad. And so, you know, I guess it's like if you're not invited, you're not a part of the in club, and it makes you want to be in all the more.
Marketplace's Queena Kim, thanks.
Thanks.
So what if you are one of those people that's just got to have the new phone, that wants to be part of the Apple club? Mike Gikas is senior electronics editor at Consumer Reports.
It looks like it's going to be a recommended phone by Consumer Reports. I recommend if they're at the end of a contract, to certainly wait for it to expire to get it for a good price. But this particular model looks like a winner with significant upgrade.
And what should consumers be aware of as far as their own contracts and their own situation goes before they make this jump?
Early termination fees, which although many of the carriers offer prorated reductions as the contract progresses, they can still be quite steep. And also you'll probably be it looks like this phone is a lot faster, and you'll probably have to purchase more data than say with other phones. And also if they have grandfathered their unlimited data plans, they most certainly will lose that when they get a new phone like the iPhone. So the price some consumers may pay will be higher monthly charges on their plan.
So for some folks, they're just going to have to sit back and admire this phone if they're in the middle of a contract or don't want to give up their grandfathered data plan.
Right. Eventually, they'll all be forced off by the middle of next year. But if you're still holding on, that's about the only downside there'll be. The other thing people may want to consider is it's a great time to buy an older model iPhone. The iPhone 4, for example, is now free. Or they can get an iPhone 4S, which is a pretty good phone itself, for as little as $100 now.
Mike Gikas is senior electronics editor at Consumer Reports. Even cell phone companies that don't carry iPhones are looking to get a piece of the action. Harry Thomas is director of marketing at T-Mobile. It's launched a new campaign to get customers with unlocked iPhones to move to its network.
We don't sell the iPhone today, but we certainly welcome people who want to bring their own and encourage them to do so. We think there's a large market second market for iPhones out there. As each new product comes out on the market, it really creates a secondary market that just gets larger and larger.
BYOP, bring your own phone, kind of has a ring to it. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrian Hill.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.